we needed to build something that delivered value to people. And so we're like, what could we build? That's when we realized working against time zones, even just finding a time for us to meet to build something was difficult.
Welcome to the New Nomad Podcast, hosted by Alan and Andrew of Insured Nomads. Join us as Alan and Andrew interview and explore the community of people and ideas that embody the nomadic spirit. Tune in to incredible discussions with thought leaders each week that will help you take full advantage of the cross-border remote work lifestyle. Now, here are your hosts.
Welcome to the new Nomad. We have an interesting guest today. Nicole Cabo will join us from Lyon, France. She's the founder and CEO of Avenue, and really somebody who I think is bringing some really interesting things to the marketplace. An app that really helps support people with moving. But beyond that, it just helps people feel more comfortable in that location-independent lifestyle, moving back and forth, et cetera. You know, Andrew, as I was looking at this, it really appeared to me that, you know, building an app looks really easy, but we know it is not. And I know you've been down that road. I'd ensure Nomad's building an app for people. There's so much technology behind it. So bringing my co-host, Andrew Jernigan, into the conversation. Andrew, when you see what Nicole has done, and thankfully what you have done, you know, people just don't understand the miracle of the technology that goes into putting something like an app or a tool together that helps.
Yeah, being a technical founder, I greatly admire the work that Nicole has done, and my wife being one of our co-founders here at Insured Nomads. Building in public, which she has done for the past year and a half, which has been an adventure to see and see it blossom so well. Integrating different technologies and partners, and it's a gratifying, challenging, and wild process to take it public. And, you know, building an app isn't as hard as it used to be, because right now with no code and low code technologies, you can get app into the app stores, basic apps, even to quite complex situations with Bubble and Adalo's, tools like that. It's going to be interesting. I look forward to having Nicole on the show with us today, because the tool for those who are crossing borders needs to evolve. And I think she's providing some assets for our space that are essential and have been missing.
I couldn't agree more. One follow-up question, Andrew, on, you know, if somebody's out there in our audience thinking, you know, I have something that's unique and I would like to have and build an app. Just out of curiosity, from a layperson's perspective, is that something you could do yourself? Or is that somebody, should you find somebody who's built one before and enlist their assistance from your background? And I'll ask the same question also of Nicole when we bring her in.
It totally depends on what you want to accomplish and the complexity of the app. In our case, in my case, no way, because yes. The technology that I wanted requires many different high-level partners and collaborators to make it happen. But I have built some great apps. Glide apps, a great starting place for people. Glide and Adalo, which I mentioned earlier. Some really great starting places for someone who says, you know, there should be an app for that. I want to play around with it. Which is a great way to get your feet wet, to then go to a designer, to go to a programmer or a company to say, this is what I want. Yeah, I'm interested to hear Nicole's take on that when she joins us later as well.
One thing about the app that I think is a miracle is where I live here, I received a message this morning from the app off the technology that there was an area of bucolic Wilmington, Delaware, where I live, to stay away from. And I was like, wow, that's amazing, between geo-positioning technology and the technology on the app. And that just doesn't happen by a miracle. There's a lot of thought and a lot of work behind that.
Yeah, and in that case scenario, if it were a little bit closer to you, another partner would then reach out and call you and say, hey, are you okay? And if it's even worse, they're going to send people to respond and move you to a safer spot. Yeah, let's bring Nicole on today, because we're eager to hear. I want to hear the latest in Avenue. What's going down the Avenue? What's being built on the Avenue? And so, Nicole, join us.
Hello, hello. Thanks so much for having me. I love hearing the discussion, because I'm like so ready to like share. but yes, thanks so much for having me join the podcast. Really excited to speak with you all.
So Nicole, off of our comments, obviously you build things. Would you share, much like Andrew did, some of your perspective? perspectives on what you built and certainly your transition to the location independent lifestyle and how you support that. Because I think Avenue, and by the way, Avenue for the listeners out there is A-V-V-I-N-U-E. It's really interesting. Share a little bit about that and your journey to decide what you wanted to build and how you built it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just share a little as well that this is my second tech startup. So second app, and kind of going off of what Andrew was saying in terms of, can anyone just build something? Absolutely. I think anyone can just build something, but there's nothing better than having experience as well. Or I like to say expensive learning experience now doing it the second time around. I think the mindset changes completely. And that's definitely how I say I approached Avenue as my second tech startup. So in terms of like just now living this new, more nomadic lifestyle. So I moved from the US almost 2 years ago. I was living in New York and decided to consider, how can I live abroad? Where can I go? And literally just went through this like options of, okay, which countries have good weather, good food? You know, everyone has like their criteria that they're really looking for. And for me, it was this and being able to travel. And so of course Europe was like top, let me try to find a place in Europe. But when it came down to like, okay, what visa options are there? That's where it got a little tricky. You start trying to figure out, but where can you go? And so ended up getting a French tech visa so that I can actually set home base, but be able to travel throughout. And I think that's a little different than just a nomadic lifestyle for anyone going anywhere and not having a home base. I actually like having a home base and then being nomadic on top. So I think there's another name for that, but I've always moved. I've always been moving. My family, they're immigrants. My mother from Dominican Republic, my dad's family from Puerto Rico, and my dad was in the military. So I was born in a Navy base in California and then moved different states, university in a different state, then was always looking for like, what's next? That I think is always the question on my mind is like, where is next? Like, where can I explore? So I honestly don't even know where could I go next? Where can I see myself? Because I'm always changing. We're always evolving. So why can't we evolve and be in a place that better embraces who we are in that moment? And so, that's how I feel.
So it's that amount of moving. Is that what inspired you to develop Avenue? Because I'd love you to talk about this because, you know, people are listening are like, yeah, we're thinking about moving or we move a lot. It's a tool that will help. And when I looked at it, I was like, man, this could really help streamline a lot of the process and time. You know, people forget about things as they move, et cetera. Is that background of yours what inspired you to see that, hey, I think I could help some people here and perhaps help myself as I move too?
Yes. So as you now heard, I've moved a lot, but it doesn't matter how many times you move, there's always something new or different. And that's where it inspired me now when I was moving to another country was, okay, what do I need to do? When do I need to do it? How should I do it? And I ended up down this rabbit hole of researching and researching and researching that I, as a natural like planner, I'm type A planner. So I don't know, this is just like supernatural for me. It was just, okay, how can I make it easy so that if I do go again, or if I do now decide to move to another place, how can I have something already kind of like a template? And that's really where it inspired me of, okay, I like this resource to be available to anyone else so that they don't have to go through the hours and hours and hours of researching and trying to figure out like, okay, what should I do? In our app, we give people the guidance of what they should do and when they should do it. And we also work with vetted suppliers all around the world to allow you to book those services through our platform. So not only do you know, hey, get travel insurance, get your health insurance, but here's insured nomads that you can work with. And so we work with our vetted suppliers that we handpick, and it makes a huge difference to help people save time, save energy, and really get more organized because not everybody's organized. And so we just like give them exactly what they need on mobile or on web so that they can better plan their move. Because at the end of the day, you're not moving to deal with the logistics. You want to move so you can enjoy where you're going. And that's what we want to help you get to.
So if you were to say the top three reasons that someone would add Avenue to their phone and make it part of their life, what are those top three reasons?
Yeah, so I would say top three reasons. Okay, if you're moving anywhere new and you have a checklist, if you have anything to do to plan for your move, that's one reason, because we actually give you a pre-populated checklist. if you need to, at any point, coordinate anything, for example, you need to move your belongings like shipping or a removals company, if you need to transport your pets, if you need to find housing, if you need to speak with an immigration lawyer, if you need to apply for a visa, if you need travel insurance, if you need any of those things, you can also do it on Avenue. So I would say those two reasons. The third one, if you're coordinating and planning a move with another person, also you can use Avenue. Why? Because now you can both plan together. Myself and my husband planning the same thing. If I can just send something to him on the app and see everything related to my move in one place, as opposed to a paper checklist, notes on the fridge, texting. And so it's all consolidated in one place to just make it easier. And it also, our next update, it will sync to your calendar so you can literally have that now connection on the go.
What I thought was great, what I looked at is, I mean, people forget, you know, I got to ship stuff. I got to worry about my utilities. I got to look at insurance. You know, I got household goods. As you've worked with people, what are the areas that usually trip people up if they don't have the app, other than they probably get things out of sequence? Because when you move, out of sequence could be as much of a problem too. You don't want your stuff to arrive early when you're not there. I've heard so many stories about utility issues, et cetera. How about some helpful tips on that?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right on when people should do things. So a lot of people don't know what to do and when to do it. So that's key. When we give you your pre-populated checklist, it's actually personalized for you. So you signing up versus somebody else signing up, even though you're moving to the same place, depending on when you're moving, we'll recommend certain things that should be done earlier. So we're considering like contingencies of when they should be done. Because what you just said is correct. A lot of people don't know what's required, for example, for a visa. And now a digital nomad visa is coming out. Many people don't know what's required in order to get a digital nomad visa. So in some cases, you need to already have temporary housing set up. You need to have your travel insurance. You need to have your flights booked before your visa application is even processed. So there are certain things that we'll recommend to you. You're just going, let's say, on a nomadic experience in the same country versus another country. Now complexities change. So we also add in country-specific things. And I think the most like wow factor we get from people using even just our version one of Avenue is, I didn't even think I needed that service, or I didn't even know I needed to do this, or this was available. And so we're trying to catch a lot of those catch 22 scenarios that can happen and help people, whether it's unlocking your SIM card before you move or notifying your bank. Like there's certain things that are, I mean, you could spend all day reading articles. We're just trying to get straight to the point. Here's what you should do. And that saves a lot of headache. Yeah.
So you've been building, and Alan brought up the aspects of, you know, what if someone says, okay, I want to build an app. I know you participated in a hackathon recently, and, you know, I think that may have been out of Y Combinator, and you're very active in the innovation space and a forward thinker. When people are listening, thinking, I wonder how hard it is. What are some of your takeaways from one hackathon and taking the idea from concept into wireframing and just into some basic environments to then decide, do we want to move further with this?
Yeah, so hackathons. I love hackathons. I don't know what it is about the energy and the chaos and personalities and being under pressure, but I just like love hackathons. I could spend my weekends enjoying a glass of wine, but instead I'm like, hackathon, yes, I'm ready to join. So I've done probably about 5 hackathons, and they're all very different organizations that host them. But recently I was in a hackathon. It was coordinated by OnDeck, a fellow in OnDeck, which is a really great community for different types of paths for creators, developers, founders, podcasters. And so they hosted this hackathon. And when you join a hackathon, really, if it's just to build something that you know there's a need for, you learn so much about yourself, about other people. I highly recommend, whether you have an idea in mind or not, look at any hackathons being hosted. I definitely recommend ones in person. The dynamics are completely different. This was my first hackathon done virtually. And while we were doing the hackathon, we had people who were all over the world. So we needed to build something within a weekend that delivered value to people. And so we're like, what could we build? That's when we realized, working against time zones, even just finding a time for us to meet to build something was difficult. And so we ended up building a way to schedule team meetings easily across time zones. We built that product. But somebody is not, you know, just starting off and has an idea, I highly recommend joining a community where they can learn. There's podcasts that have tremendous information. You don't need to go to school for it, but just absorb information. Surround yourself with people who are building. They're going to drop gems all day. People love giving advice. So if it's you're trying to learn something, just ask someone. They are more than happy to pretend to be an expert, but you'll learn a lot along the way.
That's so funny. People do love to give advice. And it really is an important thing to ask, you know, good questions. You know, one thing I'm just thinking is, so there are people who listen to this podcast that are just embarking on a new journey. So if I'm a layperson and I hear hackathon, what it is you've signed up with a group and they take a particular point in time and they say, we're going to come up with a unique idea. We're going to see how we can build it out. Just give a little bit more particulars of what is a hackathon if somebody has never participated. Yeah. I mean, you gave a good idea about it, but I think people Absolutely. Want some of the gory details, so to speak.
Okay. Sorry, I was super vague. Okay. So yeah, so a hackathon is kind of like you said, Alan, you can sign up to an organization. Let's say there's an event happening where you can say you want to build a product. They put you into a team, or let's say the first day they ask, hey, does anyone have a random idea they want to build? Usually that's how it starts off. And so you just random idea, like I saw on Twitter, somebody saying like a dating app for the metaverse or something. I don't know. Come up with your crazy idea that you think could be cool. It doesn't even have to be a real world problem. It could just be whatever you want to build. So you throw out your idea and they put you into groups of random people, but they try to make sure that there's certain skill sets within the group. So maybe somebody's good at marketing. Maybe somebody's good at business. Sure. Maybe somebody's a good researcher. Hey, you could be a great writer. That's needed. No matter what, you'll have some skill sets that are needed to build a team. So they put you into a team and now you have around like 48, 72 hours to actually build a product. That product could be using no code, low code tools that are mentioned and or a website. Sure. And so you work all weekend to figure out or whenever it is to determine like, what do you want to build? How do you want it to look? You create a branding, you can create a presentation. And at the end of this really hard working weekend, no sleep allowed, you then can pitch your idea, usually like 1 to 3 minutes. You pitch in front of a panel of judges and it's a no judgment zone. It's a fun event, but then you pitch your idea, they give feedback, you really get to see what it's like as if you're on Shark Tank, but it's really not Shark Tank. And at the end, the whole point is you make friends, you learn things, you may even build something that actually becomes a business. I've met many people as a result of just randomly joining a hackathon, now have a successful company. So many opportunities. That's why I highly recommend hackathons.
So if someone said, okay, that sounds appealing to me. You've participated in several. Is there a best first recommendation for someone if they were saying, okay, I have an idea and I want to find a hackathon? Where would you say to go? I know it's a very general question because it's all depends on the idea. When I ask that, I think one place is an online accelerator mm-hmm. that is very loosely structured called Pioneer, which is pioneer.app online. And let's see, that's one I'd recommend. It's not exactly a hackathon, but it's more of a remote accelerator that has some potential funding involved, but it's more of a long-term commitment.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like some other ones. There's also been, it's called Code 2040. They have hackathons. They have some like Meetup. They may be promoting it, but definitely look to see where they may be hosting a hackathon and co-working spaces. Occasionally they'll use that space. There's quite a few. I would look up Hackathon, Bend. Those may be really good. Pioneer. And they all have different missions. So there may be some that are hackathons that are very tech heavy. So they actually may have required you need to be a developer. Then there's others that literally you could be anyone, join, and then you'll have many people that are like, oh, I just want to experience it. But if you're going to do it, be all in, because that makes a big difference in your experience.
So you've traveled around and certainly made some transitions. So a question that we ask our audience, that our audience likes to hear from all of our guests, is what is an overlooked person, place, or experience you would suggest our listeners discover? Now, I will say this, you've already gotten one out of the way because a hackathon was something that we never expected to come up today. So already a gold star, something different, and of course on Avenue. But an overlooked person, place, or experience you as a person would recommend our listeners discover?
So, you know, there's been some trends lately, and of course, we know a lot about like digital nomad visas that are popping out, but there's also like co-living options, and I'm finding those to be really interesting and not just co-living for, okay, if you're single and you're just going to go to this house and be there, but there's also co-living spaces that are full apartments for families. And that means you have your own private space with your own, like you can be there, but it's still a community that you can go live there for a month, explore. And so I'm going to say, I haven't been myself, but I know a lot about and Las Islas Canarias, which Nacho Rodriguez, he's always like promoting and sharing, and he's very involved, definitely working on a lot of different like co-living options. So I would really say definitely like look at what he's doing. He's an advocate for the nomad lifestyle, and definitely like an up and coming place that I feel like it's like an overlooked island. I'm going to say that. And I'm planning to go next. So if anyone else is going, let me know. We'll line up together. Like, but those co-living options seems pretty cool when they have the family options, because I like that.
So if they're planning to go there and they want to go with you, or they're there saying, come join us, we have a co-living space, or we have a house that would just welcome you, how would they get in touch with you? And where can they find out what you're up to next? Because I follow you on Twitter. I know you're active on LinkedIn, but what are the best ways for people to find you? Of course, this will be in the show notes, but some people are listening right now wanting to go and download your app. They're wanting to go get involved in what you're up to learn more. Share with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you just mentioned the two places that I spend a lot of time. Twitter, definitely. My DMs are open. Anyone can reach out. Also LinkedIn. So those are really great places. Also, of course, if you're wanting to download our app, so it's an iOS and Android and on the website. Also, feel free to send me an email. So if you have any questions, like I'm more than happy to help get connected. I love interacting with people. I'm a social person. So definitely feel free to shoot me an email. So nicole@avenue.com. And I'd be more than happy to hear about your journey and help. Also, same thing. So with Twitter, my handle is Nicole X Caba. So you can find me there. Same thing on LinkedIn. So usually all my social profiles, same name. So definitely connect with me. The most inspiring, I love hearing people's journey. Like that to me makes me also think, where am I headed to next? Because they're going, so I want to go somewhere. I actually just met a few customers yesterday. So that was super exciting. And they're like, oh, we're putting a face to the name. And it was really nice. We could just feel the energy. We're all like, where are we moving to?
No, that's so great. We could feel the energy growing as we're going to be able to see each other face to face more often now that people move beyond the pandemic and things get safer and safer for us all to get together. So thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate it. I'm jealous because I like Lyon, France. Very nice. But I also really respect what you've done on this Avenue app. And I learned something new about hackathons today. Andrew, what did we learn today? And your reflections, my friend.
I learned one, a new place to put on my to-go list. And, you know, I've heard about Nicole. We've never met. Heard about her through Brett on our team that has talked with her. And as we work on integrations and API developments and things like that. So it's good to hear a bit more of the story of a founder who is traveling the world, not letting those things hold her back, you know, married and still pioneering ahead. Because we didn't go there, but being a, you know, what used to be referred to as a trailing spouse or an accompanying partner, you know, we've got to still have our identity, have our, you know, I've been there at different seasons of life, married to someone from another country than my own passport. So it's one of those things where I'm inspired by the courage and the willingness to keep growing and trying new things.
That sounds great. I mean, it's true. And you know what else? I see more and more folks supporting this location independent lifestyle. And with something like Avenue, or even what you've created, Andrew, that Insured Nomads, I mean, just really amazing stuff. So thanks to Nicole today. Just want to remind people that the New Nomad is not just a podcast. It is a community of people, ideas, and spirit helping you take advantage of that location independent lifestyle. Please continue to travel safe. Please report back those interesting travels, and we look forward to seeing you down the road. Take care and stay well. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to the New Nomad Podcast, where we bring together an incredible community of people and ideas that embody the nomadic spirit. Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. For more amazing tips to help you take advantage of the cross-border lifestyle, please visit us at insurednomads.com/podcast. See you next week.